And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of the French poet who gave us the term surrealism and who spent a good part of his life trying to irritate and challenge the bourgeoisie, Guillaume Apollinaire, born 1880 in Rome. It's the birthday of the inventor Lee DeForest, born Council Bluffs, Iowa, 1873, called the father of radio because he invented the Audion vacuum tube, which, before the transistor came along in the 1940s, was the chief component involved in transmitting, receiving, and amplifying radio signals. 1873, on this date, the school board in St. Louis, Missouri, authorized the first public kindergarten in the United States. Under the influence of a woman named Susan Blow, she came from a wealthy St. Louis family. She was impressed with the work of a German educator named Friedrich Froebel, who invented the kindergarten, a garden of children. And so, with the help of the school board in St. Louis, she set up a bright, colorful classroom with kid-sized tables and benches, and she supervised it at her own expense for 11 years. It's the birthday of the Roman Catholic nun and missionary Mother Teresa, born in Macedonia in 1910, which was then part of the Ottoman Empire. She was born with a club foot, born into poverty, took her first vows as a nun when she was 21 years old, after which she never saw her mother or her sister ever again. She was in Calcutta, where she was horrified by the poverty she saw around her, and she had a vision while she was riding a train into Calcutta. She said, "I was to leave the convent and help the poor while living among them." She gave up her traditional habit. She began wearing a simple white cotton sari, ministering to the poor, the sick, the hungry on the streets of the city, and she founded an order called the Missionaries of Charity. She began with 13 women. She opened orphanages and homes for lepers, soup kitchens, mobile health clinics, schools, hospices. 1979, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, which she accepted, but she asked that they cancel the gala dinner and donate the money to charity instead. The committee asked Mother Teresa what people should do to promote peace, and she said, "Go home and love your family." Here's a poem for today by Sue Ellen Thompson entitled Sewing. The night before my older sister's wedding, my mother and I sat up late, hand-stitching a little cloud of netting to the brim of each bridesmaid's hat. To be alone with her was so rare, I couldn't think of what I had to say. We worked in silence beneath the chandelier until it was almost daybreak. Soon I'd have a room of my own, and she would only be cooking for six. We drifted among the wreaths we had sewn, nursing quietly on our fingertips. That she still had me was a comfort, I think, and I still had her. Sewing, a poem by Sue Ellen Thompson from The Golden Hour, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles, at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.